Hollywood, the United States Navy, the greatest navy in the world, presents The Land's Best Bands. Starring another of America's great orchestras, those exponents of musical depreciation, the band that plays for fun, Spike Jones and the City Slickers. Once again, the United States Navy and its Naval Reserve welcome you aboard for another musical session with the Land's Best Band. And this is Don Wilson with a mighty big invitation to lend an ear to the transcribed shenanigans of Doodles Weaver, George Rock, Freddie Morgan, Del Porter, and the entire aggregation. The zaniest band in the land, Spike Jones! The works of that noted composer, Jingo, now assume their rightful stature in this rendition by the Jones Ensemble. Mr. Del Porter awaits his cue to blend his glorious tenor with the orchestra. Here now is the Jones interpretation of Oh by Jingo.
San Domingo lived a girl called Oh by Jingo. From the fields and from the marshes came the young and old by goshes. They all spoke with a different lingo, but they all loved Oh by Jingo. And every night they sang in the pale moonlight, Oh by gee, by gosh, by gum, by jaw. Oh by Jingo, won't you hear our love? We will fill for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little oh by gollies. Then we'll put them in the follies. By Jingo said, by gosh, by gee. By Jiminy, please don't bother me. So they all went away singing oh by gee, by gosh, by gum, by jump, by Jingo. By gee, you're the only girl for me.
Before listening to this next number, the Navy Department has asked me to bring to the attention of the young men listening these new facts. Life at sea, whether over the sea in a fast airplane, on the sea in a sleek cruiser or destroyer, or under the sea in a submarine, has always appealed to red-blooded young American men. Today's Navy, in addition to action and adventure, offers a lifetime career, training, education, good pay, and security. Yes, life at sea. In today's modern Navy, offers young American men the opportunity to see life at its best. That's why we say, get the complete story from your Navy recruiting officer right away, today. A delight on any Jones program is the appearance of Mr. George Rock. In seasons past, audiences everywhere have been entranced by his bicuspid ballad, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. Now Mr. Rock returns with a plea fit for any season of the year. Mommy, won't you buy me a baby brother? Mr. Rock.
Good night, Georgie.
Good night, Mommy.
Did you have fun with your toys?
Oh, yes, Mommy. Thank you, Mommy, for the teddy bear and the funny little clown with the bright red hair and the cowboy boots and the three-wheel bike. But here's what I'd really, really like. Mommy, won't you buy a baby brother or sister for me? Gosh, I'm awful lonely. Child, golly gee, I heard you say you can't afford another. So I saved up $1.83 to give you and Father. If it isn't too much bother, please buy a baby sister or a baby brother, one or the other for me. I'll share my toys, I promise you. I'll let the little stranger do whatever it wants to do with them whenever I am through with them. Please buy a boy or a girl tonight, a real live doll to cuddle tight. A boy or a girl will be such fun. Next week you'll buy the other one. Mommy, won't you buy a baby brother or sister for me? One that I can play with. Either's okay with me. Honestly, cross my heart. Each night I pray, dear Lord, bless Dad and Mother and lead them to a little he or she. All I can do now, it is up to Dad and you now. Please buy a baby sister or a baby brother, one or the other for me.
And now, Spike Jones, the curtain falls on the City Slickers for just a moment, giving me a chance to ask a question I know everybody wants answered.
Happy to oblige, Don.
How did you ever get started on your career of musical depreciation, Spike?
Well, I was a drummer with John Scott Trotter on the music hall back in 1941. Two bells on the glockenspiel was the signal for Bing to open the show, you know. I was using a new instrument that fatal day, but when the show was to begin, somehow the hammer struck between them.
And out came a dull, sickening thud.
You could say that again. Bing and the orchestra started laughing, and from that day on, I've been, well, decomposing and depreciating.
I understand your next number's typical, Spike.
Yes, Don, it's our very own circus production. With your permission, I play the ringmaster.
Permission granted, Spike. Turn two.
Nothing like a circus. It's the greatest show in all the land. There's nothing like a circus with a bag of peanuts in your hand. The acrobats and the elephants and the bareback riders are grand. All your cares will disappear and you'll grin from end to ear when you hear the funny music of music that the kiddies love, music of the little clown band. There's lots and lots of animals there. You'll get your every wish. You'll see the seals juggle a ball, blow a horn and catch a fish. Oh, 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 oh. You've heard a lot of crooners, I'll bet, like Frankie, Vaughn, and Bing. But you ain't heard nothing yet till you hear the laughing hyena sing. Sideshows have more wonderful acts than this since time began. Direct from darkest Africa comes Pip, the pinheaded man.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, it's Pip, the pinheaded man, direct from darkest Africa. He walks, he talks, he breathes, he smells. Pip, tell the people how old you are.
45.
And what do you do in the wintertime?
Shovel coal.
Great, Pip, you're doing fine. Now tell me, Pip, what kind of girls do you like best? Brunettes, redheads, or blondes?
45.
No, Pip, listen, you bonehead. What kind of girls do you like best? Brunettes, redheads, or blondes?
Shovel coal.
No, Pip, we'll start all over. How old are you?
Blonde.
There's nothing like a circus. Let's stand up and give them a hand. Oh, it's really worth the dough. You tell everyone you know it's the greatest show in the land. It's the greatest show in the
45
land.
If you were to consult the dictionary for the definition of the word volunteer, you'd find its most common meaning is to enter into of one's own free will. That's why the word volunteer has a special meaning for Americans, because it was the free will of staunch colonial settlers which carved this great democracy of ours out of the wilderness. And that's the courageous spirit of the thousands of young American men and women who make up our great United States Navy. They volunteered to help our country and at the same time help themselves. Ask your Navy recruiter how you too may volunteer and serve in the world's greatest Navy or its Naval Reserve. The rich quality of Doodles Weaver's voice has been acclaimed wherever it has been heard. Music critics agreed, Doodles Weaver appeared on the program. Now, in this toast to the Mojave Desert, Mr. Weaver brings on April Showers.
One April shower, she never closes the curtain.
Oh, don't. Never closes the curtain. I better start again.
One April showers may come your way. They bring the flowers at Moomin Blay. A bale of hay the other day. A funny thing happened to me the other day. I was walking down the street and the man said, I hear you got a week back. I said, yeah, I got a week back. He says, when'd you get a week back? I said, oh, about a week back. I said, get a...
And though it's raining, have no regrets. Because it isn't raining rain. You see, it's raining violets.
Raining violets. That's better than hailing taxi cabs.
And when you see clouds up on a hill, you'll see they're just clouds of dip-o-dals, a dap-o-dip, a deep-o-doop, a doop-o-whip, a whip-and-poof, whip-and-poof. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way.
Wrong animal. Speaking of animals, they have a new animal at the zoo over here now. You should see it. It's half lion, half dragon. The front half is lion, the back half is dragon.
The back half is dragon, you... So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song.
I wrote a song once called Rub-a-Dub-Dub, Three Men in a Tub. How unsanitary.
One April, April shower's coming along.
Your Navy and its Naval Reserve have presented Spike Jones and his City Slickers, another in the series of the land's best bands, which also stars Harry James and Elliot Lawrence. It was written and directed by Frank K. Danzig for Universal Recorders and was transcribed under the supervision of William J. Bailey for the United States Navy Recruiting Service. This is Don Wilson saying so long, and here again is Spike Jones.
It was fun playing for you, fellas. See you soon on another program of the land's best bands.
And this is the voice of the Navy reminding you, young Americans, that on the sea, under the sea, and over the sea, there's a job for you in Navy Blue.